It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron, the overnight number to join, 888-808-1019. It's 888-808-1019. Got Fleeks behind the glass. Well, the blockbuster trade finally happened in the NBA. Been waiting a while. Non-stop. Will it happen? Won't it happen? And it finally did. Julius Randle traded to the Brooklyn Nets for Nick Claxton. No, it's the Giannis thing. Finally happened. Giannis, the Greek freak, onto the Kupo, on his way to a place that's not the same, and that's South Beach. He's going to Miami in exchange for the whole Milwaukee Bucks roster. Excuse me, yes, for the whole Bucks roster, Heat roster, excuse me. And all their picks for as long as the Heat are in existence. The trade to Miami gives Miami the odds. They had a 4,000 plus odds to get to the finals or get to the championship or win the championship. It's now 1,600. So I'm not nervous about it. I didn't care if he went to Boston, to Milwaukee, to Vancouver, to Charlotte, to Montreal. I didn't care. The New York Knicks are the NBA champs. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. Waited a long time for it. And now everybody, and it feels good to say this part, everyone is chasing the Knicks. That is the best part of this whole thing. It's going to be the best part about the draft later on tonight, NBA free agency, the entire summer, and the entire NBA season next year. Because you see it all happening. You got Halliburton's dad chirping. Well, the Knicks only won because my son was hurt. Well, too bad for you. You got Celtic fans feeling salty. Well, you know, you didn't play us. Yeah, because you jackasses choked the 3-1 lead away to the Philadelphia 76ers, who we spanked, may tap out in a sweep. You got Cavs fans. Well, if Donovan Mitchell was healthy. Again, another team that got beat down and swept. The Hawks bring back C.J. McCollum. 1-year deal, $21 million to make the trade for Wiggins from OKC. They won two games against the Knicks in the playoffs, more than the other teams combined. But I don't fear Giannis going to Miami with Bam Adebayo. You know, strip down their roster. Who's going to create for them? I know they got five roster spots available. Who's creating for them at the very moment? Last time I checked, Giannis has no perimeter game. Can't hit the three. Stinks at the free throw line. You got two guys that clog the paint. Yes, Pat Riley has built teams before, but it's been a while. It's been a while. And you see the clickbait tweets, clickbait articles. Well, who's going to beat this team? Well, if LeBron, Bosh, and Wade didn't win a year one, what makes you think that Giannis and Bam Adebayo are going to win a year one? Or in fact, get to the finals year one? Everyone is chasing the Knicks. And you got the Boston Celtics with Jaylen Brown, who's not happy. Reports came out they weren't actively shopping him, but he was in a package with two first-round picks to Milwaukee. Milwaukee said no. Milwaukee took the mother load from Miami. Jaime Jaquez, Ware, Tyler Hero, a bunch of picks, pick swap. I think Milwaukee did fine in this deal. Miami was desperate. You know, you got the Heat culture. Well, the Heat culture has been the play-in. Irrelevant for a long time. Gone. Long gone are the LeBron, Wade, and Bosh days. Long gone. And even they underachieved. Remember, not five, not six, not seven. Well, they only got two. And they had a quote-unquote super team. And since people like to do ifs, I'll do one. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, the three-point shot, they lose that series too. But everyone is chasing the New York Knicks. Now, in my eyes, they're still the favorites. I know Boston, when the odds came out, was 550 to 650. Boston was 550, Knicks 650. Good. Keep fueling the Knicks fire. That's all I care about as a Knicks fan. Because you heard the clips from Josh Hart, Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, so on and so forth, the rest of the NBA champs. That all that stuff fueled them. Keep fueling them for a back-to-back. Keep doubting them. Diawara's back in the fold. I'm glad he's back. Only 21 years old. You know, he showed flashes and glimpses. Can shoot the three ball. Very long. Young kid. The question is, what happens with Mitch? Alvarado pushed his player option date back from the 22nd to the 26th so the Knicks can figure out things out with the draft and stuff like that. Give him extra time. Talk about a guy living the good life right now. Jose Alvarado's everywhere. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, the whole New York City. He's everywhere, Jose Alvarado. And rightfully so. Just don't get in trouble. But what happens with Mitch? It's been reported the Lakers are very interested in him. That Robinson's very open to coming back. And remember, this is a guy who struggled with mental health issues. He's been very open about it. Struggled big time with mental health issues. And why would you want to leave your comfort zone when you go into stuff like that? Yes, money talks, but so does peace of mind. Especially when you're struggling with mental health issues. Peace of mind is everything. Peace is priceless. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, you know, Dolan did the interview here with Carton and C-Mac, and he said he didn't want to assign the checks for the second apron. It'd be suicide. Well, no Knicks fan wants to hear that. During this Knicks run, $8.9 billion run for the Knicks. MSG Sports basically turned the Knicks season into a stock chart flex. Went from 225.51 to 370. Since opening night, MSG stocks is up 64%. At its NBA final peak, the stock touched $397. That was roughly 76% above the Knicks' season opener close. The finals hype was also real on Wall Street. The best closing price came 1 week later, $393 on June 11th. Basketball gave MSG Sports a monster story. This is why the Knicks' success is bigger than wins and losses, and that is courtesy of Alex Wilson, ESM. All of that stuff. All the stats. So nobody wants to hear about this, especially when we dealt with losing for how long? Crappy team after crappy team. For how long? And let's face it. The Knicks won in spite of the owner. In spite of all of it. Leon Rose built this. Mr. Carter helped build this. In spite of Dolan. And it's just sad about the timing of it. Like, I was there on Thursday. I didn't go to the parade. My body wouldn't let me get up. I just wanted to stay in bed, but I went to the after party, the after parade parties. And to be with everyone, that we lived this whole thing together, this whole run, was awesome. And I want to do it again next year. From opening night all the way through the playoffs. everywhere you go is Nick gear. From the young kid on the train with a Brunson jersey, to young lady with the hat, Knicks hat on, championship logo on the side, which I'm wearing right now. It looks nice and beautiful. It looks beautiful. The nice, shiny gold NBA champs. To the trophy being at Tiffany's. It feels good to have a championship. Feels good to have a championship team. But Dolan needs to do the right thing. I know he said he'd leave it up to Leon Rose. Leon Rose is golden right now. Everything he's done has been golden. Every trade he's made has been golden. Trading back in the drafts to get money. Landry Shamet's also a big piece in this. I want the entire team back. In the NBA, you just don't win year one. It takes time to develop chemistry. And the Knicks finally clicked in these playoffs. Finally clicked. Down 2-1. Now, for all the people that have been begging to take the podium, there's still one person left. And I was asked by the fans to keep bringing it up. And that's Becky Hammon. Still waiting for her to take the podium. She hasn't said anything about being wrong. Everybody else has. Even Paul Pierce has his orange and blue pom-poms for the Knicks. They asked him, KG asked him, hey, who gets in the club first? Brunson, Judge, or Jeter? Paul Pierce said, it's Jalen Brunson. His one ring is more than what any of them have done. And that's exactly right. We talked about it for a long time. If whoever brings the Knicks championship here, that one ring carries weight forever. Just like Mark Messier's one Stanley Cup carries weight forever. Considering the droughts the Rangers and the Knicks went through. Now, I don't know if you've seen the price to a photo op with Jalen Brunson at Fanatics Fan Fest, which takes place next month. Horrible. And I'm hoping that changes because there's a lot of fans who couldn't get into the building for the finals. There's a lot of fans who couldn't get into the building for playoff games. And Fanatics Fan Fest is a slightly cheaper option for fans to meet and greet their faves. For a photo op with Jalen Brunson, the King of New York, it's $935. Photo op. That's crazy. For a picture. That's nuts. Carl Anthony Towns is second, $343. Are you forking up $935 for a photo of Jalen Brunson with Jalen Brunson? I see people posting their free pictures that they've taken with him over the years. Which had me laughing on the way in to the studio. I saved the grand. I saved $935. But Knicks fans, are you afraid of Giannis in Miami? Yes, Miami has five spots to fill. And Pat Riley's built it before. But it's been a minute. And will Giannis even make it to the finish line in Miami? Go look at his track record. Missing playoff series. Missing playoffs, period. But you think you get healthier when you get older? When your body's breaking down? And he's going to want his extension. That's another thing. 4 years, 272. 31 going on 32. You think that's going to age well? Now, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I said if the Knicks got knocked out early, I would have wanted Giannis on the Knicks. If they got knocked out early. But they didn't. And I'm glad they didn't. Because we're NBA champs, and now we don't have to worry about trading for Giannis. And anybody who's saying the Knicks should trade for Giannis doesn't know a damn thing about basketball. Why? Why would you trade for Giannis now? You're the champs. You have chemistry. All of these guys love playing with each other. All these guys have each other's backs. Why do you want to ruin that? For a guy who's not dependable come the postseason. Because he's not there. Meanwhile, all of these guys, again, have the chemistry, have each other's backs, lift each other up. Go watch the entire playoff run all over again, especially if you're a Met fan, because I'm a Met fan, and I don't want to watch any Met games. I'll get into them a little later. What a mess they are. But the New York Knicks fans, you worried about Giannis in Miami? You worried about Boston, Indiana, Detroit, Cleveland? Ha!